Intervju Radija Študent.
Unitjera, učeča se skupnost v uporu. V sledečem intervjuju nas bo Irena seznanila z izobraževanjem v Unitjeri, eni od zapatističnih skupnosti v uporu. Zapatisti, staroselci, so leta 1994 v Latinski Ameriki poprijeli za orožje in zahtevali nič. Želeli so le, da se jim neha vsiljevati zunanji model družbene ureditve in da se neha vmešavanje v opravljanje njihovih zadev, zemlje ter v ostale aspekte njihovega življenja. S tem so se uprli grožnji države, ki jim je želela vzeti avtonomijo in jim namestiti moči, ki izhajajo iz skupnosti, namesto moči, ki izhaja iz skupnosti, usiliti moč izhajajoče iz države in privatnega kapitala. Takšen način dojemanja družbenega delovanja pomembno vpliva tudi na izobraževanje, ki temelji na izobraževanju za boj, a ne za individualen boj, ampak za boj, ki temelji na moči skupnosti, ter je utemeljen na radikalnem, skupnostnem izobraževanju. Preden začnemo z intervjujem, prisluhnimo Irene Ragazzini. Ta je v petek 5. aprila gostovala v socialnem centru Rok. Pogovor je nosil naslov Izkušnja Unitjere, kot učeče skupnosti in kot dela gibanja, ki se bori za avtonomijo v Mehiki. Za širši pogled v situacijo najprej prisluhnimo uvodnim besedam Irene Ragazzini.
My name is Irene. I am actually Italian, but I live in Mexico since 2008. And so maybe, well, I am part of this space which is called Universidad de la Tierra, which means University of Earth, in Oaxaca, and which is a city in a state which also is called Oaxaca. It's in the south of Mexico. In Mexico now, at the same, it's a place where at the same time you have the worst violence, war, I would say, like, the institutions are totally corrupt and they don't work, and they are against the people. And at the same time, you have a lot of alternatives built up from the bottom, a lot of places and community places where really a different thing goes on, no? So there is this big contrast. Oaxaca is a state, is one of the 30 entities of Mexico. It's a state in the south, it's north of Chiapas. And in Oaxaca there are more than 16 indigenous people living in the state. So it's the big diversity. And more than 16 languages with all their hundreds and hundreds of dialects. There are like more than 500 municipalities, which is a lot. It's the state with more municipalities, and the majority of them functions with a system that is not the electoral system, but is it's called usos y costumbres, which means uses and costumes, and basically it's based on the traditions of the indigenous people. This is constitutionally recognized, although always the government and the parties act against this parallel system, let's say.
Zaradi takšne situacije je postalo avtonomno delovanje v očeh tamkajšnjih skupnosti edina resna alternativa. Ta je kot enega svojih temeljev vključevala tudi organiziranje izobraževanja, iz česar se je razvila tudi Unitjera.
Well, Unitjera was born at the end of the 90s, like around 1997. And it was born after a state indigenous forum, and where indigenous organizations and communities participated, and also non-indigenous. And the, one of the conclusions of this forum was that one of the elements that had prejudicated more the communities was the school. So the school was perceived as an element of colonization, of getting out, like taking away the indigenousness from the indigenous people. So there was like this statement, this convincement that really people could learn a lot in the communities, which was not through the school, but in the community itself, in the families and in the areas of organizations of the communities. And so some of them were like struggling against the implementation of schools in their territory by the government. But then there was another issue, and they said, well, what if some of our kids, some of our kids, our people want to learn something else which is not here, and we don't have titles, and so what? How can a person that wants to learn something that is outside the community can do? And they founded the Universidad de la Tierra as a space, like a learning community, a learning space, like recuperating the autonomy, the autonomous capacity of learn, ability of learning. So you don't need any title to arrive to the Universidad de la Tierra. It's not like institutionalized, it's not a school. But it's a place where whoever can arrive and say, I'm interested in this topic or this discipline or this whatever. And, from the Universidad de la Tierra, we try to give like the opportunity to the people to get together with someone that is already doing what he wants to learn, and so learns by doing, and not like by studying about the topic in theory, but just starts doing it, no?
Yeah. el nieto de Blue Demon. ¡Sí!
Najprej nas je zanimalo, kakšni so osnovni principi delovanja Unitiere.
One basic principle of Unitiera, which is a space of learning which is not institutionalized, is learning by doing, and so not learning a theory about what something that you will in the future put in practice, but practicing and learning while practicing. Also, another principle would be learning together, not making a separation between who is the teacher and who are the students, but sharing knowledge. Another way you can say the principle that I said before is learning in the world and not about the world. There are different kinds of learning. One is like a more personalized kind of learning, which mainly has to do with going with someone that already does what you want to learn. And this someone has to be someone that you like. It cannot be a teacher that you don't like. So you have to have like this, if not, it doesn't work. And another form is learning, like opening space of collective learning. So if someone is interested in a topic, can propose like a group, call other people and start talking about it and looking for the ways to look for more knowledge and building knowledge also.
V nadaljevanju smo se poglobili v odnos do učenja. Unitjerin odnos lahko razumemo kot kritiko klasičnih načinov in pristopov k učenju, iz katerega razvija alternativo tem, recimo jim kolonialističnim vzorcem učenja.
So the idea is that we don't want education as something that we are demanding from someone else, so that in the practice could be the state that gives education, but recuperate the autonomous capacity of learning, which is not, there is not a scarcity of learning, but everybody can learn. So when you put it in that way, you really liberate free the ability to learn whatever you want, or as a person or as a group. The idea of education is that someone tells you what you need to learn. And the idea of learning is that you decide what you learn, how you want to learn it, the rhythm you want to learn it, when you want to stop also. One way of saying this is that we don't want alternative education, but an alternative to education.
Kritičnemu razmišljanju o izobraževanju pa bi seveda morala slediti tudi primerna praksa podajanja znanja in učenja. Zato nas je v nadaljevanju zanimalo, kako je znanje povezano s političnim bojem in kako je vpleteno v realno življenje ljudi v skupnosti.
This attitude toward knowledge and learning can be inscribed in a political struggle, which is usually called the struggle for building autonomy, which, as I said, for learning, so recuperate the ability of learning, also it applies to every area of life. So recuperate the ability of eating, of housing, of healing. So it's like building an alternative from the bottom up, not expecting a system to guarantee your right to health or housing or stuff like that, but to put in exercise the freedom of learning, healing and stuff like that. So when you do it and when you think it that way, immediately the the space where you put in practice all this is not your only your personal level, but your community level. And this only action or way of action builds community at the same time.
Če smo do sedaj pokritizirali dominanten način produkcije znanja in zarisali alternativni pristop njegovega pridobivanja, se bomo v nadaljevanju dotaknili tudi odnosa do dela, ki mora biti tako kot učenje naravnano drugače kot dela kapitalistični družbi. Več o tem Irene.
Usually when we think about work, we think it in a capitalistic way of job, of someone that gives you a job and you are then unemployed, unemployed person. So this is the conception of work that we have. At the time that we think about how solve, well, first to determine what are our needs and then to solve them. Well, in some way we can say it's another kind of work, or we can say it's not work anymore, but it's growing food. Whatever other activity, it's an activity, it's not a work anymore. It's there is an author that talks about the to do versus to work, and we have to do and not work anymore. So build our own capacity of solving our needs or doing what we think it's good to live well.
Za konec nas je zanimalo, kaj so glavne omejitve tovrstnega izobraževalnega pristopa ter kje so njegove glavne pozitivne strani.
Well, I think really when the people have this clear, it works really good, because really there are no limits. The limits are when imposed, when we think that we have to follow the path that is imposed, no? So what I've been experiencing is that you learn a lot more, you also see a lot of other processes are as process of learning, and you don't have like an individual way to see what you're learning, but you always talk in us and we. So I think really it is, there are a lot of strengths and positive outcomes. The difficulties are that we are doing this in a system that is going against us. So there is always some pressures of the society and the labor market and social pressures that tell you that you shouldn't go that way. But when you do, and you manage to do it and not to be pressured and not to be, you manage actually to do it in a level and with other people, so that you're not the only one who is building this alternative path, but the collective is also looking for the solutions. It's very manageable to do it.
Grajenje alternativ dominantnemu sistemu nikoli ni enostavno, saj so te prepoznane kot direktna grožnja obstoječemu družbenemu redu. Za svoj obstaj se morajo skupnosti v uporu konstantno spopadati s sistemsko represijo. Zapatisti in unitjera tako predstavljajo enega od svetlih primerov skupnosti, ki je sposobna iti onkraj tako imenovane civilne družbe in njenih nevladnih organizacij, ter kljub nenehnemu boju razvijati eksperiment drugačne družbe. Boj za Batisto podpirata Franci in Kuki.
Intervju Radija Študent.